All right, everybody, welcome to another episode of the Nobody Cares Anthony podcast. Jackie's back this week.
Hey.
Why are you looking at me like that? Oh, she's already got the giggle fits, guys. You laugh like a 70-year-old lady that's been smoking since she was 14.
I know. The wheeze heard around the world. I know.
The wheeze heard around the world. So what should we get into first? I know what I want to get into. So I was just at my son's basketball game, okay. Travel basketball. And, you know, I was with his mom, her fiance, her parents, her sister's husband, their kid. We're all hanging out together in the stands. But we sat in the visitors section. So with the parents of, I think it was Mansfield or Marshfield, one of the fields with an M. And there was one lady screaming the whole game, yelling loud, every call, telling the team what to do. And I got so aggravated where I could feel like the anger building and building and building. But it's like, what do? Am I going to say something to this lady? Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
If you're out there, okay, and your kid's involved in sports, just shut up. Okay? You can cheer. You can clap. Encourage, right? Good job. But don't coach from the sidelines. Don't yell at the refs. And keep it to, like, maybe 10 outbursts a game. Not every play you narrated. You're not a broadcaster, all right? I wanted to tell her to shut up so bad. And then so I knew who her son was. Her son was number 44. And then number 44 just did a blatant shove, like just fully shoved a kid on the basketball court. And I flipped out. Tech! Ref! Technical foul! Tech, ref! But yeah, that's... It was just kind of burning inside me. And I just wanted to kind of... Because I have this platform, it's like I can do public service announcements. Yes. Where it's like, listen, if your kid is playing sports, just shut up and let the kids play. They're in sixth grade, okay? They're not going for the title. It's the second game of the season. Sixth grade B team. Relax, Mary.
Yeah, my friend Tony, he has kids in Easton. Mm. He is, the town suspended him from all. So even his little like kids that are five and like three, I don't know how old Jackson Rocco are, but... They can't even play any town sports. Like, he can't attend. I don't even think they can play town sports.
So he got banned? The kids can't even play?
Yeah.
Oh, he must have been bad. Because
he has a lawyer now.
To represent him?
Well, because it's kind of like, you know, he got banned from one of his older son's games. Mm. So it's like, at this point, he's like, okay, so I did that, and now you're going to punish my little kids because of my actions? It's like, where do we... Okay, I'll just conduct myself in a different manner, but don't... hold it against my children. Correct. I'm about to move my house because if my kids can't play sports, that's great. Well, and it's all boys.
I will say this. I don't know him. Hopefully he learned a fucking lesson, because if you're getting banned, if you're getting banned, it means that you are a little excessive. All right. Because I see parents that talk shit the whole game that the refs don't even say anything to them. So if Tony, if you're listening, if you got banned, you did something. All right. So don't blame the town. Blame yourself.
So fast forward after the ban. He would, if they played like Hull, my girlfriends live in Hull, and he called and was like, can I wear a Hull, like Pirates, like sweatshirt? And he put on a wig.
Oh my God. It reminds me of a coach I had in baseball.
He's
got kicked
best.
Out of a game, and then he went into the woods with binoculars and had a radio and radioed the assistant coach.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My dad coached my sister. Three technical fouls as a sixth grade girl coach in different games. Just insert two would snap.
All right, we'll cut that. But I'm joking. I won't do it. I won't do that. I won't do that this time. I won't do that this time. It was funny because you know how I've been going live more and I've been doing the Q&As on my Instagram story. So somebody asked me a question on the Q&As if I've ever gotten into a food fight. So I told a story about my senior year in high school with this kid Greg from across the lunch hall threw food and it just kind of landed on my table. So this kid next to me had an apple, an uneaten apple.
Hard
and I grabbed the apple and I Randy Johnsoned it across like, and I wasn't a baseball player growing up. So, but I was so proud of myself. It probably was like a 75 mile an hour fastball and it hit him in the side of the head and just turned into apple juice. So I told that story on the question. Mind you, I haven't seen this kid since I was a senior in high school. He was a grade below me. And then I always check my messages to see, you know, if anybody's sending me content or if anybody wants to go on a date, whatever it is. And so there he is, the kid Greg. He's like, that wasn't me. That was Chris P. And I was like, no, It was you, dude. It was you. And he goes, you need to watch about, you know, watch how you talk about me in public and get your story straight. And I was like, hey, with all due respect, Greg, I have a crazy memory. I have an unbelievable memory, and it was 1,000% you.
Did you second guess yourself at all?
But then, no, 100%. It was 100% him. And then he was like, then I snapped on him because he was like, I could tell he's being condescending. He was like, good luck on your social media comedy career. And I was like, listen, Greg, I guarantee you I made more money this month than you made the whole year, you fucking. But then I left it at that. But then I said, but then I ended it with, well, hey, at least you're watching my stuff, so I appreciate your support. Hope everything's going well.
That must have sent something up his spine.
Yeah. Say something else. Another apple's coming your way, pal.
I don't know if your memory is that good, if I'm being honest.
My memory's unbelievable.
I told you that I couldn't come on the podcast a couple weeks ago, and you didn't remember that.
Well, your issues in the bedroom aren't my problem, okay?
What?
Take it up. What do you mean? That, take it up with your boyfriend. It's not my fault he can't come.
No, I couldn't physically come.
Oh my God, excuse me.
Come so here.
No, because we're going to do this now. We're going to argue again. We argued the first episode. Now we're going to do it the third time.
No,
you're
I'm
on.
Not here to argue.
No,
I'm
we'll just... hash it out. You brought it up. You always do this. You throw me under the bus, and then you go, I'm not here to argue. I just want to speak my piece and not give you a chance to rebuttal. It's the same thing. I'm having PTSD flashback from the
I
first episode.
I get uncomfortable
episode.
During these.
Well, nobody gives a shit what you think. So I'm kidding.
Oh,
No.
I care.
No, because here's
Thank
the
you,
thing.
Jackie.
This is what happened. I'm going to say my piece. You're going to say your piece. And I'll allow you to get the last word. I'll be the bigger person. I'll say my piece. I'll give you your rebuttal. And then we'll end it and we'll move on. I won't rebuttal your rebuttal. Is that fair?
Actually, I'm not going to rebuttal your rebuttal.
Oh, you're trying to one-up my generosity.
Oh.
Now you're trying to one-up my generosity. This is fucking competition. So essentially, guys, if you're curious about what me and Jackie are talking about, so after the first time we did the trio, I said to Packy first, I said, dude, it's got to be the three of us. And he was like, 100%.
Correct.
It's got to be me, you, and Jackie. It's got to be a trio. And I was like, all right, let's talk to Jackie. Let's see if she's down. She was so excited. She was,
okay.
No, I mean, were you not?
You jumping were like, for
give
joy.
Give me the password to the podcast Instagram. I want to start posting stuff. She's in the group chat. She's like, guys, I think we should do. And she's directing traffic. And then she said, oh, I'm not going to be able to make it on Sunday. I think she said it on, what day did she say it on? On the Sunday? Or was it Saturday?
Might have been Saturday.
Right, the day before or the day of that she's not going to be able to make it. Fine. The next week rolls around. She goes, oh, yeah, guys, I won't be there. And I was like, what do you mean? Like, you got it? What kind of heads up is that? We're doing it tomorrow. Like, she's like, no, I told you I wasn't going to be there. And I was like, no, you didn't. Went through our text thread. There was no. And then she tried to say, I talked about it when we FaceTime, but you don't pay attention. So she canceled 1 week, essentially, didn't cancel the second week. And instead of just saying like, oh, my bad, you're right, I didn't fucking cancel, sorry. Maybe I didn't communicate it correctly, da-da-da-da-da. She tried to, I told you I wasn't going to be able to make it. And then when she saw how mad I was, she went onto ChatGPT and she asked ChatGPT to create a response. Like, hey, ChatGPT, can you, like, this is what's going on. Can you help me word this correctly? And then she sent us a novel. And immediately I saw the way it was structured and I said, listen, you're talking to a ChatGPT expert. I know you use ChatGPT. So now it was like, not genuine. She's using ChatGPT. Not accepting that as an apology. And so here we are a month later. She's finally back on. Do you want a rebuttal?
No.
Wow. All
right, we'll move on. Okay. Hopefully she learned a lesson. Now she's back.
No, she's... I'm just happy you're here.
Thank you so much. I'm happy you're here.
Hey, thanks.
Your hair looks great.
Thanks, I appreciate it. It's just, you know, just knowing that I can run my hands through my hair is just such a good feeling.
So, guys, if you're new to the podcast, I don't have hair. So Packy said that in a way where like he was directing it to me because I don't have hair.
What?
You were.
I was just being grateful that I have hair.
Yeah, I didn't.
But like people aren't, it's like, oh, I'm grateful I have legs. Like you're only grateful you have legs unless you're sitting next to somebody with no legs. Otherwise they're just fucking legs. So you're saying that about your hair because you're sitting next to somebody that doesn't have hair. But I will say this, and it's tough for me to comment on hair when I don't have hair, but I'm going to do it anyways. I don't like you without the gel. You look like a lesbian, and that's making me uncomfortable.
Well, next week, I will have gel in my hair, I promise.
Nothing wrong with lesbians, but when your friend that's a man looks like a lesbian, that's when it fucks me up.
It's just my... If I fully showered, dried my hair, and then it was, like, dry, it wouldn't look like this. It would look like Bouffant, which is a crazy hairstyle from, like, the 80s. And I need gel. I need product in my hair. I chose not to do product today. Kind of let it flow. It's Sunday. We're kind of chilling, kicking it. I was not going to do gel, but...
Josh, can you take note of the timestamp so we can cut that? Write down the timestamp so we can
cut
that.
I have a question about your hairline.
Okay.
Perfect.
Okay, so...
It's perfect.
Love Island, Australia, there is a guy, and he has a similar hairline to you.
Okay.
So when you get it cut, I'm trying to understand it. So you have a ton of hair.
Yep.
It looks great.
Yep.
In the front,
yeah,
it's shaved down, and then you go up?
No, I just say do three on the sides, taper the sideburns, taper the back, and line up the front.
Yeah, it kind of looks like when black dudes have cornrows and they do the lineup still.
So
and they have
that's
the cornrows.
That's what it is.
So but I've never seen that on a Caucasian man before without cornrows.
I pull it off well then.
No, it wasn't. I wasn't being mean.
No, me either. But I get what you're saying.
I was literally asking if I missed the memo, and it's like a trend, or I am getting old.
I could do the keep the hairline natural, but I have so many cowlicks that I'm like just line it up. Plus, I have the option.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. If I did my I have a cowlick here, I have a cowlick here, and I have the thing in the middle.
But when you have the flowy front, you don't line up. Like, it's just flowy. You only line up the sides. I'm not understanding the...
Because if I was not to line up the front and they let it go, it would look terrible because it would be flowy up top, and then my hairline would be down to here.
Should we have Jeff come on an episode and cut Packy's hair?
While we're doing the episode, I would love that.
I don't cheat on my barber. I went to the same barber since I was 16. That's half of my life. I'm going to the same barber, so why would I change that now? If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
For the views?
I assume he probably has great talent. It's great, but I just wouldn't change it.
I got it.
I'm loyal.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. Because then if I kept it natural, there'd be flowy up here in this. Then they could say,
can you
hey,
grow it out for us?
The hair?
Yeah.
I could try. It'd be terrible. It'd be so bad.
Why?
Because they called me Helmet at work last time I grew my hair out because my head was so big.
Don't listen to what other people call you.
It doesn't grow down. It grows out. So it just goes, and it's terrible.
Yeah. Hearing people complain about hair when you're bald is like hearing people complain about a headache when you have stage 4 liver cancer. You know what I mean? It's the same thing.
I do not think that's comparable,
it's the
but
same,
okay.
It's the same exact thing.
Sure.
Yeah. Don't comment on it unless you've walked a mile in my shoes, okay? Unless you've walked a mile in mine.
I don't like to hear people complain about like pregnancy pains until they've had a kidney stone, okay?
How was your kidney?
Was that Baggy trying to be funny? We'll cut that, Josh, right? All right. The kidney stone?
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I mean, I've never experienced anything like it. So essentially, like, we did a podcast a couple of weeks ago. And for those of you that didn't listen to the Patreon version of that podcast, I talked about how I thought that I pissed blood because my urine was brown. And I get the heebie-jeebies easily. So one, I asked ChatGPT right away, like, am I pissing blood right now? And then I saw, like, ChatGPT just listed, like, everything that could be wrong with me if I pissed blood. So I almost fainted. And then I called Jackie saying, should I call 911? And she said, no, don't call 911. And then I was afraid to pee because I was like, I'm going to faint if I piss blood again. And then I drank a lot of water and then the pee was clear.
Yeah.
So then Jackie was like, oh, maybe you're just dehydrated. So I thought I was dehydrated. Little did I know I was trying to pass a 6 millimeter kidney stone from all the cheese that I eat or whatever it is that's in my diet that causes kidney stones. But that's neither here nor there.
Yeah.
So that was maybe 2 weeks later. I'm home. I'm packing orders. I'm trying to get all the merch out. And all of a sudden, I get a pain where it's like, oh, something's wrong. That's not like
where was back it? Show me.
Kidney right here, lower okay. back. But I knew immediately that it was internal. I knew it wasn't like I pulled my back. And so then I asked ChatGPT what I should do. And ChatGPT said, drive to urgent care. And so I sat at the only urgent care that was open was in Brockton. And I'm on the highway. And as I'm driving there, the pain's getting worse and worse and worse. Okay. To the point where by the time I got into urgent care, I was already in my head like, I'm going to have to go to the fucking hospital. Like, I feel like I'm going to die. And then it kept getting worse and worse and worse till it eventually dropped me to the ground where I was doing one knee on the ground, like eyes watering. Like, I've never experienced pain like that. I broke my hand. I've had hand surgery. I got 2 plates, 7 screws in my hand. I've broken both my ankles. Worst pain I've ever had in my entire life. Yeah. Worst pain. Can we cut out when she says we get it? So the worst pain I've had in my entire life. And then I went to the hospital. And so I've come a long way as far as recovery is concerned. But when I was in the hospital, I was still trying to like exaggerate the pain, hoping they'd give me something fun. You know what I mean? Because it's like, I wanted something.
Nice little freebie.
Yeah, it's you want Saturday a freebie? Night. It's Saturday night. Come on.
Freebie.
Saturday night. And I was trying to like chum up the nurse a little bit so she'd give me something fun. Nah, they gave me Tramadol, which helped the pain, but
didn't
help my PTSD.
Yeah.
And so, I had one of the hallway beds. So I didn't even have a room. I'm just in the hallway chumming it up with the nurses. A lot of cute nurses. Good Sam on the whatever side of Brockton it is. I think that's the west side of Brockton. Amazing. So they went bankrupt, and then a hospital in Boston bought them out. So they're like incredible now. Like nice. The service, everything was great. And yeah, so the fucked up part is I had a beautiful Asian nurse practitioner, wonderful looking Asian lady. And why are we laughing? I'm trying to paint the picture of what she looked like.
Right.
Beautiful Asian lady. Maybe in her late 30s, early 40s. And she came up to me. Like, I saw her turn the corner, and she was about, I'd say, 15 yards away. And I see her facial expression. And I've watched enough Grey's Anatomy to know that, like, she's about to break some serious news to me. You know what I mean? Like, she looked like she was about to tell me that I have 6 to 8 weeks to live. And my heart sank just by the look on her face. And she comes up to me and she goes, So, it is a kidney stone. And I was like, Doc, what's with the dramaticism? Is that a word?
I don't know.
Yikes.
What's with the dramatics? Is that a word? Dramaticism.
Dramatics. That's a
dramatics.
Word.
Dramatics.
Didn't have to add the ism on there. We'll continue.
Speaking about isms. Anyways, but don't fucking laugh like that. And so then I instantly felt relief, and I was like, oh, I'm out of the woods. And then her whole body language and tone changed again. And she goes, we just got to wait for the results of your urine analysis and make sure it's not infected. And as soon as she left, I went, ChatGPT, what is an infected kidney stone? And it was like, probably means you're going into sepsis and you could die. Now I'm freaking out again. Hot monitor's going off. But then... not infected. Everything is fine. And I pissed it out without even knowing it.
Really?
Didn't even know. I always thought with a kidney stone, because like I talked about this when I went live on Instagram. I remember one time I got tested for a chlamydia. For those of you that are Mormon or like don't know, it's a sexually transmitted disease. And so this girl, Mandy, that I hooked up with one time was like, just to let you know, like, I have chlamydia, so you might want to get, like, checked out. And so now I'm like, been doing so good not getting these. And so I went to the doctor, and I thought urine analysis or, like, blood work, like, just went in there, like, hooked up with a girl, said she's got the clap. I want to make sure she didn't clap it on over to me. Anyways.
For all you Mormons who don't know what chlamydia is.
Yeah. So I was like, I go to my primary, and I'm like, hey, I need to get tested for the clap. And he's like, okay, no problem. We go into an office, and he has me stand up and pull my pants down. And I'm like, all right, he's going to just look at my junk, you know, whatever, the doctor, okay. And he's got a Q-tip. And he doesn't tell me, like, hey, I'm going to insert this Q-tip into your pee hole and swab it. And so he's on his knees like he's about to give me a beaner and puts the Q-tip into my pee-pee hole, and my hand just grabs his shoulder, and I squeeze his shoulder, and I go, ah! And to the point, and he goes, you know how doctors are, good job, we're done, great job, we're done. And I was like, Doc, little bit of a heads up. Usually you guys do like a play-by-play of what you're going to be doing to me. You didn't even ask for consent.
Have you ever got swabbed?
Nope.
Yeah, Packy lost his virginity to Hannah, and then they got married. You didn't know that?
I told the story on the last.
Oh, yeah, the Bloodbath. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Slayer.
But
join the Patreon to find out more.
Join the Patreon to find out what we're talking about.
Essentially, Parik, he lost his virginity to a girl that was on her period, and he saved the bloody sheep.
Why are you so doing that? Could, it's supposed to.
So he could prove to his. Edit that out. And yeah, I couldn't even sit down in my car after that. So I was traumatized. And why did I talk about that? Oh, yeah. Okay. So the kidney stone, I thought that the pain was going to come from when I pee it out of my pee-pee hole.
Think that
too. But it's not.
Pee-pee hole.
But it's not that. It's when it's moving through your urinary tract. The peeing out is peanuts. It's easy. It's when it's going through the tract that it starts to hurt.
Ow.
So never my friend Melissa's in the hospital right now. She has septus.
Sepsis. There's no T.
Oh.
She's got septus.
Ouch. That's
so why does she have that?
Kidney stones.
Really?
Yeah.
See what
they
I mean?
She just called me the other day and told me.
So is she going to die? Sepsis is so dangerous.
Do you want to call her from the hospital bed?
Yeah, yeah.
Really?
No, don't.
Oh, I was like, holy crap, dude.
I'm like, she's in the hospital.
I talked to ChatGPT a lot about sepsis. Not good. Not good. We actually made up.
You and ChatGPT.
Yeah, we're okay good. Now.
I'm glad.
We're okay now. We had a little falling out last week because it gave me some misinformation.
About?
I just was asking it questions, and instead of my gripe with ChatGPT, instead of saying, like, I don't know, or I can't provide you with an accurate answer, it just will make shit up. And I'm like, did you read what you just wrote to me? Because I thought you're supposed to know everything. You have access to all the information that's on the internet, and you can't get this right? So we got into a little back and forth. ChatGPT started being a little condescending, but
what is your ChatGPT name?
I didn't name it.
No?
It's just ChatGPT.
What does he name him? Like Sandra or something.
Can you guys stop looking at me? Because it's making me uncomfortable. All right, so what should we talk about next? Butt sex?
How about those?
No, we'll cut that. We'll cut that. Oh, let's get some voicemails. Yeah, Josh, fire up some voicemails.
Yeah, can't
hey, boys, it's Morsey again, long-time listener, second-time caller now. I was just listening to the main podcast on my drive home. Don't worry, I'm also a Patreon subscriber. Hey, people, it's only $5 a month. My boy Anthony here can't even afford the gas to get his Whopper Jr. Chip in. That being said, I got two thoughts on the most recent pod. First one, Anthony, you're 1,000% correct on your take that the Northern Lights are just now. I mean, you go back to the 60s, people were shooting their load, seeing Sputnik go bleep, bleep, bleep across the sky. We're going crazy over Neil Armstrong being filmed on a potato and sitting around watching it. But kids these days, or I guess everyone these days, we got, Avatar, we got Interstellar, we got all these things that desensitize us to the real wonder of space, like, honestly, landing on Mars, is that going to be even that big of a deal? Like, we're going to see the footage and just say, oh, that's it? Where's Superman flying out with laser beams? Like, honestly, what's going to happen? Anyways, my second take has to do with the sports. It's more of a hypothetical. So obviously we all grew up with the greatest 20 years possible for a kid. The 6 Patriots championships, 4 Red Sox, 2 Bruins, one Bruins, 2 Celtics, if you include the most recent one. But my question is, if you knew that no more were going to happen, no more championships, how many of those championships would you trade for the future to experience them with your kids instead of maybe experience them growing up with your parents? I'm saying it has to be a true trade, like you're taking one away from Brady and giving it to May. But you got to experience it in the future with your kids all over again. I like to hear your takes. Great
job.
Good
question. It's a good question. Cause
so it's basically you can't have any more championships ever unless you trade one.
Well, you take one away. Take one away from the previous years, and
insert with your child.
Yes.
Yeah, I wouldn't. My son has so much shit to do now with technology.
Thankfully,
that
you saw the Celtics already too. Saw the Celtics win.
Maybe I would take away 08.
We lost in 08.
We won the finals in 08.
Oh, basketball.
Yeah.
I'm talking
to give my son another Celtics championship.
Got it.
I might do that one.
Okay. The Brady ones, I don't think I can take one away from Brady.
No, you can't take one away from Brady. No,
would,
no, no.
Would you give up two, another hypothetical, would you give up two Super Bowls for the perfect season?
No.
Two for one.
No.
That perfect season would have went down as the greatest team of all time.
Yeah, but it, whatever. Brady's already going down as the best of all time.
I know.
He's
it's
all
true.
I care about.
But Randy Moss, either way. But that's Morrissey, my neighbor growing up. That's my boy.
All right, when you talk to him, tell him to sum it up in like 2 minutes or less.
No,
he's a smart kid.
No, no, no. We like Morrissey. We like Morrissey. We're joking. We should have Morrissey on.
Love Morrissey on.
Would you think he'd come on?
Definitely would.
Why not? I think that'd be good for the audience to see. I can go from being a caller, leaving a voicemail, to sitting in Anthony's living room with Packy, Jackie, and Anthony.
You do that, and then I get to pick the next one after Morrissey.
Who do you want?
I don't know. I'll pick one.
I thought you're going to pick one.
I'm going to pick one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah, pick whoever you want. Okay. Yeah, as long as you show up.
Good looking out calling, Morrissey.
Cut that.
We're going to do a podcast from Disney World?
Yeah.
What's this one?
What?
Stop.
Hey, Anthony. I would like you guys to talk about how not everyone is into fucking Christmas or the holidays, and how, you know, sometimes you just have to be the Grinch. Like, I don't fucking want to buy any gifts for anybody. I don't have any money. I don't care. I just want to skip a year. Like, why can't we just do it like every other year? I don't want to hear another Christmas carol. I don't want to hear, I'm over it. If I could hibernate until after Christmas, I would. And this happens to me every year. So I don't even know if skipping it every other year is going to happen. How about every 5 years? How about every 10 years? Wouldn't it be more exciting
is if everyone
every
drunk?
10 years you had Christmas? Oh my God, you go balls to the world.
Is everyone that's
right?
calling drunk except for Morrissey?
I am not into the holidays. And I just think it's a legit thing. Like, what if we could all wear a sticker that says I'm into Christmas or I'm not, and then you got like segregated. I don't know. I'm going off. I'm just saying I think that the holidays suck. There you go. I'm a happy person, but not – I just don't like the holidays.
Are you, though?
I think that's fair. Okay.
Bye. Are you a happy person?
Don't create any more enemies.
I know.
You've already got
I'm
Heather
not.
Sanchez ready to wring your neck.
I'm ready for you, Heather.
No, but I get what she's saying in, like, caller number three. I just want to say, like, I would love to give you a well-thought-out, deep response. But unfortunately, with Jackie, we're not allowed to get sentimental. We can only be silly and goofy. We cannot talk about mental health with Jackie on. She's like the reverse of an advocate.
Stop.
Do you know what I mean? She like is anti-mental health. Like, just bury it. Just shove it in the backpack.
That's not true.
It makes sense, though, because there was a time, tell me I'm not wrong, there was a time in my life that because I wasn't happy with where I was at, I dreaded the holidays. I didn't want to see family. I didn't want to have to show my face. I couldn't afford gifts. I just felt like a shithead, so I didn't want to see anybody. It's the worst feeling, because then you got everybody celebrating online, and you're like, oh, fuck. You know?
Yeah, I love the holidays, every little second of it.
Yeah, you look like a little jolly fuck. Oh, all right, we'll cut that.
I'm dreaming of a white.
All the time, dude. I love Christmas.
So I wanted to talk about the New England Patriots and how fucking garbage of a team they are right now.
I like this guy.
Why don't we hire Bill Belichick back?
What a voice.
What about Tom Brady? Bring him out of the fucking retirement. Bring him back. We need Tom fucking Brady. But anyways, I do really hate the Patriots. But I did want to ask what you thought about Drake May as a future quarterback. Is he the future? Is he just the present? Will he even make it to the end of the year? Let me know.
Well, David from Virginia. Let me tell you. I think out of all the rookies right now, he's definitely the top tier because Jaden Daniels is up there. He's up there. But it's one of those things where the team he got drafted into, if he had the weapons like Washington and all these other teams, he would be nasty. You feel me?
Get closer to the mic.
Yeah, you're a little echoey.
Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah. You're far away.
Last time I talked too much in the mic and laughed. Now I can. Okay.
You're good.
Yeah, just relax. You're fine. We're just suggestion. Get close to the mic.
Fine. First of all, relax. Jesus.
First of all, his voice is intense.
Yes,
he's like
yes.
the Morgan Freeman of Virginia.
I know, he's smoking Virginia tobacco. That's my boy.
Yeah, I thought like God was talking to me for a second, but then the accent and the F bombs, I was like, God wouldn't drop F bombs like that.
I don't know. Never know.
Yeah, Drake May, I mean, I just it's depressing. Again, I'm not ready to even think about it.
It's the future. You gotta look into the future though. Are those all of them?
Hi, Anthony. This is a former South Shore resident who misses and loves Boston and the whole area. My question is not funny or a weird story. What I wanted to ask you was, how can I donate to your Cape Verde charity? That's it. Love you. You make me laugh all the time. I look forward to seeing you. And happy Christmas. Bye, Anthony. Heather.
Okay. All right, Heather, I will say this before I answer your question. Just moving forward, eliminate Happy Christmas out of your vocabulary. Just do Merry. We're not doing it. Happy Birthday's fine. Happy Christmas makes me feel weird inside, Heather. I'm just messing with you. So thanks for asking. We haven't talked about the charity a lot on the podcast. And, you know, I feel bad because whenever I, like, promote my merch or, you know, I also don't want to, like, shove the charity down your throat every other day. So I kind of, like, take a step back from talking about it. So I'm glad we can shed some light on it because we've helped a lot of people. We've built, like, 7 homes. We've saved a couple people's lives. We've donated wheelchairs and et cetera, et cetera. We've done a lot for the country, which is great. We just passed the $100,000 mark a couple weeks back,
wow,
which is huge.
Awesome.
In 1 year, less than a year, we raised $100,000. So if you want to donate or you want to read up like about it, you can just click on my website, which is in any of my social media bios. And then in the menu of my website, there's a link to the charity where you can donate. And you also can like read about some of the work we've done. My dad's the one that updates like the what's going on and stuff like that, yada, yada, yada. But yeah, it's been great so far. I'm looking to hopefully go to Cape Verde with my dad to do some content of like me actually like showing the homes we've built, et cetera, et cetera. But yeah, it's great. And I know Jackie's going to kill me if I say et cetera again, because I can feel it. I can feel the energy coming off. But again, like I said, Heather, just make sure no more Happy Christmas. Just do Merry.
Merry Christmas, Heather.
Merry Christmas,
Heather. Merry Christmas, Heather.
Did you say drones, Packy?
Yes, I did. The drones going over New Jersey and located over Harwich as well.
No, New York, Massachusetts, like all over the eastern.
I haven't heard one thing about it.
How?
How? No, but so I heard rumbling. I heard rumblings of it. Mm-hmm. And I just...
Wait,
do you hear
actual?
Of the drones, yeah.
Outside your window.
Not rumblings of the drone. Rumblings of the talks of the drones.
Oh.
But I didn't think any... I was just like, all right, people... It's like people pointing laser pointers at planes. I just thought it was people's drones, you know, whatever. But it's not. Apparently, we don't know where these drones are coming from.
Don't you have to have a registration to even fly a drone?
Yes, but we can't. That's what's crazy about this whole drone thing. That's why it's more than just, oh, there's drones. It's like, yeah, there's drones, and the U.S. military and government cannot identify where the drones are coming from or aren't telling us where they're coming from.
Could it be the CIA?
No, they're saying that, sure, it could be my fucking neighbor. It could be anything. But what they're saying is that it's not of this world, that the drones are from another universe.
Josh, do you have a drone?
Yes, I do.
Is it registered?
Yes, it is. With the FAA.
So it's not you?
And you can't fly them in certain zones, correct?
Right. And there's a log of everywhere that you fly that anybody can look up.
Got it. And that's where these things are flying in restricted zones.
And they go... So people have sent... One of the things that I've seen is that... people are seeing the drones in the sky. They're grabbing their drones that they have at home and trying to fly to these other drones to record them. And they're saying that they have full battery. They're fully charged. They're newer drones. They work perfectly. They've never had issues with these drones. And as soon as these drones take off to approach the other drones, the battery dies immediately.
Crazy.
And they lose connection. They lose connectivity. They're getting like error messages
like
on the screen.
Something around the drone.
So the drone, the drones are so advanced that the drones are like sending like a pulse to other drones and like draining their battery.
Could it be Russia or China?
It could be. The technology is just so crazy that the military can't even capture one of these drones. And they're saying some of the drones are the size of SUVs.
Yes, correct.
Like they're not these little rinky dink tree ornament drones. They're fucking
huge.
Yeah, Ford Explorer drones, dude.
How can't you catch it?
Go catch a drone, Jackie. Like, what do you mean, dude? How can't you catch it? A big net, like you're catching butterflies. Like, some of these drones can move.
Can you play the clip, Josh?
Yeah, play the clip, Josh.
So at this time, aware of those drone sightings that have been reported.
This looks like
AI.
At
this time, we have no evidence that these activities are coming from a foreign entity or the work of an adversary. We're going to continue to monitor what is happening, but you know, at no point were our installations threatened when this activity was occurring.
Can you rule out that these are American drones or U.S. military drones?
These are not U.S. military drones. Again, this is being investigated by local law enforcement. What our initial assessment here is that these are not drones or activities coming from a foreign entity or adversary.
Representative Jeff Van Drew, who is a Republican from New Jersey, was just on the air saying that Iran launched a mothership probably about a month ago that contains these drones, and that mothership is off the coast of the east coast of the United States. Is there any truth to that?
There is not any truth to that. There is no Iranian ship off the coast of the United States, and there's no so-called mothership launching drones towards the United States.
She seems pretty confident about that.
Yeah, I'd like to take her out to dinner. She's beautiful.
Isn't it Iranian?
What nationality is she?
She said Iranian. Isn't it Iranian?
I mean, sticks and stones. Like, what do we...
That's not the saying. It's tomato, tomatoes.
Yeah,
okay.
Tomato, tomatoes. Sticks and stones. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but...
I don't know any sayings.
The words are close enough.
Yeah. What did you say? So people going at you on the Instagram about the add fuel to the fire?
Adding fuel to the fire.
No, but you didn't say that. You said... What did you say? What did
he
say?
He said adding flames to the fire or something like that.
Yeah. I can't even take him seriously.
I know, dude.
Yeah.
He makes ridiculous.
So the last time I was here, we talked about Brianna Chicken Fry, and a lot of people thought it was a great idea for you guys to be together, and I have since changed my mind.
Yeah, and I just want to make it crystal clear that I did it for the clip. I did it for the clip. She's not even that hot. It's not like,
no,
you know what I mean? Like,
she's very pretty.
She's pretty, but it's like, if I would have... Why did he just look at us like, look what I did, guys? He just looked at us like he found the fucking drone clip that's going to break the internet. We're in the middle of the chicken fry story, and he plays the clip. He plays the clip, and he looks at us like, look what I did, guys. Fuck chicken fry. Look at this drone.
That was so funny.
Why don't you turn up the volume on the fucking drone clip, Josh?
We all looked like, what? Dude,
Packy, laugh into the blinds. Laugh into the blinds, not the mic.
I've been looking up the
laugh into the corner of the room.
Oh my god, that was so funny. That was really funny.
Oh my god, that was so funny. Stop. Make noise when you laugh, Jackie.
I can't.
When was the last time? Okay. No.
What?
No, I was gonna say something crazy.
That was funny.
Do you want to start? We're going to be here till midnight.
No, we won't.
Do you want to start the chicken fry shit again?
All right.
All right, ready? 5, 4, 3, 2.
Last time I was here, we talked about Brianna Chicken Fry and the Zach Bryan thing.
Yes.
Okay, since then, my opinion changed.
Yeah, I did it for the clip.
Why?
I did it for the clip just because, first of all, she's cool, but like, I did it for the clip. Like, she's not... It's not like she's super famous or it's super hot. You know what I mean? Like, she's beautiful, but, like, I did it for the fucking clip. Let's be honest. I wasn't, like, itching to actually Maybe I'm saying that because I'm bitter that she saw it and then didn't.
Yeah, I mean,
For anyone listening, she watched the video and then didn't comment, didn't like, didn't do anything. And it kind of made me feel some type of way. She thinks she's better than us.
I don't think that's the case.
What do you think case is?
What is it?
I think the case is that I think she was actually in love with a gentleman. Then they break up and she's probably still getting over that. She wanted, you know what I mean? It's like.
No, I don't. Nah,
I think she's
that.
A narcissist.
What? Okay, that word is thrown around
I'm throwing it.
It's crazy.
People say narcissist all the time. It's like.
No, let me ask ChatGPT.
No. I want Josh to look it up. Josh, I want you to look up what are really like the statistics on people being an actual narcissist. He's asking Sandra over here.
Sandra.
Narcissist is someone who exhibits traits associated with narcissism. Obviously, ChatGPT. A personality style characterized by excessive focus on oneself, a need for admiration, and a lack of empathy for others. So me. Narcissism exists on a spectrum, and while some level of self-confidence and self-focus is normal, it can become problematic when it leads to significant interpersonal difficulties. Common traits of narcissist. Grandiosity. A sense of superiority or entitlement, often accompanied by exaggerated self-importance.
I don't care about what it is. I want to know what are the probabilities of is it like 1 in 10, 1 in 20? Can I get that stat or is that not a stat? I just feel like it's thrown around so much.
The prevalence of narcissism varies depending on whether you're referring to narcissistic traits or the clinical diagnosis of narcissistic personality disorder.
Yeah, that. I want that.
Studies estimate that 0.5 to 5% of the global population meets the criteria for NPD. So 5% of the world has narcissistic personality disorder. This means that out of approximately 8 billion people in the world, somewhere between 40 million and 400 million people could have NPD. Now, narcissistic traits, which is where narcissism exists on a spectrum, many people exhibit some degree of narcissistic traits without having full-blown personality disorder, is a much larger percentage of the population, possibly 10 to 20%.
All right, you're boring the audience.
Well, you fucking asked the question.
Oh, no, I said I just wanted the stat. I just feel like it's thrown around a lot. Anyway, fast forward.
My thing is she doesn't get, and I get it. I understand, like, hey, but I'm good at reading people. She does not give a fuck about anybody. She's so excited to go from like wanting to be famous to being actually famous that she's so happy that where she is in life that she doesn't give a fuck who she crosses to get there. And as long as she's there, that's all she fucking cares about is being famous. Her relationship really didn't mean as much. She was dating a famous country star, so it made her famous. And then they broke up. Now the breakup is making her more famous. And she should have just rode with that and like tried to do like good PR. But instead she sucks at it and can't read the room. And now she is fucking losing everybody again because she's being mean to her best friend. But she doesn't give a shit about anyone. She just wants to be famous. That's what I take out. That's my take.
All right, what's your take?
What a diabetic response that was.
I was clearing my throat. I wouldn't say all that. I don't know. People cope differently, dude. I don't know. Mind you, she's in the public eye while coping. That's different. Like, if I had to cope in the public eye, I would probably hate my life.
Yeah, but there's a difference between having to cope and being in the public eye and expressing your coping in the public eye. You know what I mean? So you're going through something and you're a public figure and you just kind of go through it. She's going through something and talking about it publicly on podcasts and every chance she can fucking get to get more clicks. It's two different things.
I get your point. I see what you're saying. I just don't see it that way. That's all.
Oh. He's going against the grain. I like that.
First time for everything. What do you think, Donovan?
Thank you. So I think before the whole breakup thing happened, I think she was on a downward spiral and the internet was hating her.
Which has got to be difficult.
Yeah. And then she did the breakup thing and then it lifted her because she was now a hero to every person that's been in a bad relationship.
Right.
And then her true colors then came back because it's like, I feel like it's just a big marketing thing. If 100%. I'm being honest,
the whole thing, yeah.
And Grace included, I think that she's playing her hand very well.
Yeah, at the end of the day, we're not seeing the true feelings of any of these people. We're seeing the feelings that they want us to see based on how they're thinking it's going to alter their career and where they're trying to head with this popularity and making money and fame, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
And I do it sometimes too with my social media. It's like I am speaking in a way where I want to be perceived versus speaking in a way of how I actually feel without caring how I'm perceived. And it's tough to do when you have hundreds of thousands of people that can potentially hear you talk about certain things. You know, it's tough to put aside like, all right, this is how I want people to view me versus I'm just going to say how I feel and they view me how I view me. It's difficult to kind of do that.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Well, I think we're gonna move over to the Patreon, continue this episode onto the Patreon. If you'd like to subscribe, Jackie hates the way that I do this, but listen, it's $5 a month. It helps us keep the podcast fucking going until Nike wants to do a brand deal with me for wearing this fucking hat. But links in my bio, click on the Patreon link, subscribe. We're going to go on for another like 30, 40, 50 minutes for the extended version. And we're so happy. Again, we're so happy to have Jackie back. Thanks for coming. And, you know.
That was nice.
Yeah, we are. I think this needs. I think it's so much better as a trio.
So much better.
Yeah.
You didn't even hear it at the end of the episode. You didn't listen to the last episode, did you?
Mm-mm. I listened to the beginning, and he told me stop giving me airtime or something.
Me?
No, he did.
Oh.
I still want to put Packy in a birdcage up in the corner if I can. If anybody's good at like construction, and you think that you can build a birdcage in the corner of my apartment, where like, how much do you weigh?
215
that
pounds.
That can support 230 pounds, let's just say, because he's probably taking 15 pounds off. But if it can support, and his weight might fluctuate, so let's just call it 250. Because I really would love, we'll still give him a mic, but like we need a button, Josh, so we can cut the laugh. Because he keeps laughing into the mic.
Stop touching the pole.
All right, stop touching the pole.
Stop touching the pole, dude. It's getting annoying.
Yeah. I try to tell girls that.
Where did you get that? I bought one of those for Jeffrey in Florida.
What?
The alligators?
My son got it when he saw the alligators. His papa, my mom's husband, brought him on one of those airboats.
Oh, nice.
Love those.
In the Everglades.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So anyways, we're going to jump over to Patreon.
What did he say on the last episode?
Oh, at the end of the episode, literally we said cut. And I said, we need Jackie back now.
So it didn't make the episode. So why would you ask her if she listened?
Because she's in the group chat and she's in the Google Drive where she can listen to the unedited version where you said, I don't want her to ever hear that.
You think she's going to take notes on a podcast that she fucking bailed on and didn't tell us and try to make it seem like that she told us when she actually didn't?
We're doing this again?
No, we're not. We're already done. So Patreon, thanks. That was a fucking rough episode.
Do you want to do that again? Do you want to do that again? Do you want to do the closing again? Yeah, do it
one more time. All right, ready? In 5, 4. Anthony, if you're listening 3 weeks from now, cut all that out. 3, 2, 1. All right, I think we just cut a lot out, guys, and trust me, we're doing you guys a favor. But we're going to move over to the Patreon, and I'm not going to do a whole infomercial on it. We're going to go on for another.
Go to the Patreon.
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 Go to the fucking Patreon.
Patreon. Patreon.
I just want to let the listeners know that I did not approve of that little infomercial that they just did. $5 a month. Link's in my bio. We're going to go for another 30 or 40 minutes.
$25, dude.
Yeah, because you're a Cheem Creams member. You're showing your support. The Patreon keeps this fucking thing going. Without the Patreon, we're done, dude. I'm going back to working at fucking Best Buy or whatever. I never worked there. But, like, you get it.
IKEA.
My dad's Patreon. Jewelry store.
Patreon.
Patreon. Head over to
Patreon.
And cut.
Love y'all.